Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Dive into the deep end, my friend. Why play small in the shallow end? And I will teach you how to swim. It's okay. So, I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. Yahoo! And today we are talking about paying attention to the middle bits. And I'm not talking about, because my mind just went there, the potential way you wish you still had your waist that you had when you were 20. I'm talking about the middle parts of life. And this topic came to me. If you've been listening, you know that I went in September and I was doing a long walk on the Cotswolds in England. And it taught me a lot of things, that walk. And one of the things that came to me was when I slowed down, because I am someone who loves to hurry. Even though I don't hurry, I have this idea that I want to get somewhere. But when I slowed down, I had, of course, I mean, if you listened to the podcast where I was talking about that, I had all these realizations of looking around and enjoying myself and not beating myself up and not causing myself unnecessary pain. And what I also noticed was the people that I encountered. And what was happening was, and I feel like it's quite normal in life, because we have these things we need to do, or we have these to-do lists, these things we feel like we need completion of. So that's kind of how we end up approaching everything. So when I was meeting these people on the trail and they were passing me, or they were coming from the opposite direction, sometimes I saw them in the morning and, you know, we left at different times and they would pass me and they had heads down and they were trying to get to the end of that day's trail walk. And I thought, wow, but what about the actual walking part? I mean, you wake up in the morning and you go to sleep at night. I mean, we could talk about the whole, you know, journeying during your sleep. Man, my dream last night was crazy, but that's a different episode. But I'm talking about the life happens in the middle, from the beginning to the end, from birth to death, from waking to sleeping, from the beginning of your walk to the end of your walk that day. Like, there's a lot of that stuff. There's a lot of life in the middle that we don't really slow down and pay attention to. And the people who were going by me was when, even though I had slowed down and I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. This thing's the scenery going on and, you know, these birds and the bunnies and the pheasants. Were they pheasants? Yes, they were pheasants. And I felt like they were missing it, because all they had was their, I need to get to this destination. That was, they had set their intention to, I'm getting there to the end and I'm going. Now, I don't want you to give yourself a hard time if you just went, oh my gosh, that's what I do. You can't change anything if you don't realize it yourself. If someone doesn't tell you, or you don't realize yourself, what's going on. And it's interesting because I just got off a call with one of my awesome humans that I coach, and she was feeling bad about something. And I said, well, but now you have information. These things aren't to make you feel bad. They're to make you have a realization that you the awareness drops in, and then with that awareness, you can decide to do something different. The awareness is the key to enter into that place, right? To enter into that place of choice. We all have choice, believe it or not. Love having choice. So we're in this condition to celebrate beginnings, you know, hooray, we're born. We celebrate beginnings and endings. We celebrate big launches of things, grand openings. Inspire Choices Network. My angel in the background today is Christine. Woo-hoo. And Inspire Choices Network. Choices, my friend. Choose, make your choices through inspiration, not habit. Oh my God, how brilliant was that? So we celebrate, we're conditioned to celebrate beginnings and endings, right? We have the party to celebrate a brand new year. We have a party when a baby's born. We have a party for a marriage. And I mean, celebration of life slash funeral. So it's not surprising that people get stuck and they feel like they are failing because they're in the middle. You're always in the middle because that's life. I mean, we do celebrate these moments, and I think it's still important to celebrate moments. But moments can be anything. I teach online. I still teach online. I teach twice a week. I teach a chair yoga class, and I teach a fusion of yoga and Tai Chi standing. And at the beginning of each class, I tell them what the made-up holiday is that day. And every day, I have this website that I go to. Every single day, there is a something to celebrate. National Chocolate Day, National Teddy Bear Day. Yesterday was Vichyssoise Day. I was like, they're all made up. But let's celebrate them anyway. You can celebrate every day. You can celebrate every moment. And I want to celebrate the middle moments because the middle is where the good stuff happens. When I was taking my first yoga teacher training many, many years ago, my instructor at the time, she made this comment that I still remember, how, you know, when we're choosing classes to go to. Are you a beginner? Are you an intermediate? Are you an advanced? And sometimes we give ourselves a hard time when we're a beginner. But you always have to start somewhere. But her point was, you're always intermediate. You are always intermediate, no matter what you're doing in life, because you're always ahead of where you were before and not where you're going to be. So she called the middle bits, you're always intermediate. You're always in this space of experiencing and learning. And you're always in this space of being able to add to your wisdom toolbox. So the idea that we're stuck is doesn't fit with that because you're always in the middle, right? Well, there you go, Christine. Today's National Play Monopoly Day. There you go. I want to be the banker. So if you can shift that your thinking to, instead of being stuck, that you're in this refining phase, you're in a building phase, you're in a becoming phase, then that gives you, it turns down that voice that says, you're not getting anywhere because you're not in this place of celebrating a beginning or an ending. You're not at the end of something. And you've probably heard me say this before. I always joke with people like, what are you in such a hurry for? You know what the finish line is, right? I've still got a lot to do before I hit my finish line. So and it's the middle points, it's the learning and the building and the refining processes that are going to help you get to whatever your finish lines are. not the end line, but if you have a goal. So I was in a workshop, a virtual business retreat yesterday. It's funny, we can have business retreats now and stay home. And we were all talking about having we have this we each developed a major goal for our we got to choose what it was. I mean, mine was for my business. And she said, okay, now you're gonna pick 5 milestones, which are things that are they're not tasks, they're things that will move you forward. So yes, I am moving to a milestone end point, but I want to pay attention to all of the middle parts of my journey to get because to get to that goal, so one of the goals, one of my milestones, eek, is a little scary because I want to speak on stages and share my message to a live audience instead of a virtual audience. Although I love you, thank you for tuning in. So for me to become that person who is on that stage, there's a lot of middle bits for me to work on, right? So if you think about something that you're working on, say, and maybe you've never done this before, like what is a vision or a goal that you have in your life? Could be anything. Doesn't have to relate to business. Maybe it's something related to health or to relationships. And there's stepping stones along the way that will be clues for you that you are making progress. And that's like people put their blinders on and they say, I'm going to this goal, this milestone. But the best way to get to a milestone is to pay attention to all of the little middle parts that are building you into that person that's going to be able to have that milestone as a place to celebrate. What do we think about that? So from the moment you start your own journey to wherever you're going, from where you were, you're not quite at the start. Maybe you started walking and you're headed towards the finish line. It's all of the in-between parts that have shaped who you are now. And maybe you haven't done that intentionally up to now. I can't say I live every moment of my life intentionally. It takes a lot of concentration. But when it's important, when there's something important that I want to work towards, I will intentionally choose my middle bits, right? I will intentionally, if I want to speak on stages as one of my milestones, I need to do some intentional work around applying to speak on stages, practicing speaking, developing a speech, like all of this middle part of this juicy, ooey gooey kind of, some of it feels monotonous and repetitive, and some of it is working your muscles. You know, if you want to get fit, you have to work your muscles. If you want to change something, you've got to work your change muscles a little bit. So finding that space where you're excited to be in the middle bit. Think about school. When I entered university, it was a 4-year program. And I entered university thinking, oh my gosh, it's going to be forever. And it wasn't. And there's a lot of milestones in university, right? You're working, working, working to this end goal. If I hadn't paid attention to that middle part of actually trying to enjoy myself over 4 years, this new experience, these new people, this new place, these new learnings that have shaped my accountant brain for me because I got a business degree, and still using all of that today and remembering those experiences. Instead of just beginning, ending, getting to the end, getting to the end, getting to the end. At the time, I probably just wanted to get to the end. But now I like to think back and think about the experiences that I had that shaped me into who I am. And not just the book learning. It's a lot of book learning when you do a business degree, but also the people learning and the growth of, you know, being 18 and moving away from home, those kinds of learnings. And the middle part is just so juicy and yummy. So we're going to go on our first break. I want you to pop over to your favorite listening platform and, you know, if you haven't done it yet, 5 stars, that's the answer to the question. This is Heather. I am on the Inspired Choices Network. This is Illuminate Your Worth. Come back in a moment and we'll keep talking about this middle part and why it's scary. Ooh, see you in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Yay. So Christine, by the way, you should come over to the chat room and talk to Christine and I. We're having a good old time over here. She is totally right. This is my middle bit to speaking in person on stages. So imagine if we dismissed the fun middle bits, right? Oh my gosh, they're so good. The middle bit isn't scary because sometimes it feels scary because if I think it feels scary for people who think that they're not getting anywhere and that they're never going to get where they're going to go and it all sucks, basically. You know, it's like, this is terrible. This isn't what I want. If I didn't enjoy this middle part, I would not speak on a stage, right? I like this part. I'm having fun on this part. And I know that this part leads me forward to the next things. And the middle part is actually not scary. It is sacred. It's a sacred space. The middle part is where your unseen transformation is happening, and it's under the surface. So if I don't know if I've talked about this before on this show, but think about a butterfly. And it's, you know, you're a caterpillar. You're like, I'm just doing my caterpillar thing. And at some point, you're going to transform into this amazing butterfly, right? But there's a really messy middle bit with a caterpillar. And I don't know if you've ever, if you listened to the Back to Me podcast, you would have heard one of my guests talk about it. And this is where I learned about it. I had never thought about it before. So they go into the chrysalis. Chrysalis is kind of cool looking. And poof, out comes a butterfly. But if you looked inside that chrysalis, when that butterfly was forming, it is gross and messy, and it cannot be skipped over, and it can't come out before it's ready, right? It can't come out before it's ready. I heard this once that baby chickens, like when they're trying to hatch out of the shell, you can't help them out. You know, you might feel like, oh, I should help him, he's struggling. But part of his process is he has to break his own way out, his or her own way out of the shell. And if you try to rush the process or change anything, then that messes up the something to do with the chicken. I got to look that one up again. So the transformation that's happening in the middle part is so exciting. I think that part should be celebrated. The middle parts should be celebrated, right? This is where you're coming into alignment and you're starting to shift your decision making. And if you did it with intention, so instead of thinking about checkpoints, like I know I need to go from here to here, like checkpoint thinking, you know, I know I need to go from the beginning of the race to the end of the race. Well, what about all that nice in-between part, right? Instead of doing checkpoint thinking, which is what we've really been taught to do, even goal setting is like checkpoint thinking and milestones is checkpoint thinking. But if we could do intentional journeying instead, if we could intentionally think, that is where I'm going. Think of a road trip. You know, when you're on a road trip and let's say you want to, drive to the mountains. You don't ignore all of the cool things you're driving by. Part of a road trip is like, hey, that looks cool. Let's pull over there and look around. That is a middle bit. So if we do intentional journeying of being open to possibilities, open to curiosities, open to adventures and messages, that could create an entirely different experience for you. And I'm thinking about this because this morning, so I don't know if I've mentioned this before, I draw a tarot card every morning just to see what the tarot cards have to say. It's kind of like reading your horoscope. And it was interesting. The messaging I had today was about being open to different ideas. And I never know what it's referring, like whether you believe in it or not. It could be referring to anything, you know. It could be referring to, oh, I'm not going to have granola today. I'm going to have cereal. But the concept behind it was potentially you have two ideas that you're choosing from. But what if there was a third you hadn't even thought of? If you were just focusing on one destination that you're trying to get to in your journey, are you missing a little side trip that could take you to an entirely new place you hadn't even imagined, that you couldn't even have dreamed of? This is the potentiality behind being intentional and paying attention. And I was on a podcast once actually called The Messy Middle, and this is what she talked about a lot. We're talking about how life happens in that part that seems unproductive or seems messy or seems like it's not heading in the direction that we intended or it's not going fast enough in the direction that we want. You know, what if we stopped kind of rushing to an endpoint? What would be different if you stopped rushing towards an endpoint? I don't have an answer for you. This is for you to contemplate. I know what the answer is for me because I did it. I started doing it. I found new places to do it. But if you asked yourself, how would life feel even different if you stopped rushing? And what if the middle moment that you feel like you're kind of stuck in is just your seed is buried in the soil? Remember when we were in public school, I think it was like grade 4 or 5, and you planted bean seeds because they grew so fast and you're sitting there going, well, it's just what's happening. You don't know what's happening beneath the surface until poof, the little guy comes out. There's still stuff going on beneath the surface. And then when it's ready, it comes out and it grows into the bean plant. So then When you're in that endpoint thinking, have there been things that you have skipped over or abandoned because you thought you were headed to that goal, that endpoint of whatever it is? Fill in your own blanks of whatever it is you're headed for. I even think about, going for a walk. So, when I go for a walk and I have a destination, in the past, I have walked very differently than when I was just going for a walk. Think about that one. So if you're going for a walk just to go for a walk, you might take your more time some more, you might look around some more, you might enjoy the scenery some more. If you're going for a walk, when I walk to work, it takes me an hour to walk to my office. When I go for a walk and I walk to work, previously, before I had this realization, I would just like motor. I'm just going. And I could get there and not remember anything that happened in between. Have you ever been in that situation when you drove from one place to another on autopilot and you didn't remember any of the trip in between? That's not so good, my friend. That's how I ended up leaving corporate, because I drove through a red light and almost killed somebody. Nobody was injured. No accidents were made. But it gave me a bit of a wake-up call, slap in the face. And being able to pay attention, even in the parts that you think are boring, there's lessons in everything. Nothing is boring. Life is a freaking amazing thing, my friend. None of it is actually boring. Even repetition doesn't have to be boring. I can't believe I'm saying this. Even repetition doesn't have to be boring. There's been times in my life I've been bored. But if I think about it really, truly, and honestly, if you think about the amazing, wondrous magic that happens in every moment, nothing is ever boring. And if you can be intentional about which direction you want to go, more magic will unfold, even in the boring bits, right? So, has there been something that you've skipped over? I'm guilty of that quite often. I can skip over because I used to, well, I still kind of like, we have tendencies. I like to skip to the end sometimes. I won't read the end of a book. I'm very anti-reading the end of the book, but I will skip over some things that I feel like I don't want to do. And from experience, I end up having to go back and do them. So, what have you been skipping over that you're probably going to have to go back and do, right? This is like, honor this middle part, this super juicy, yummy, gooey, ooey stuff that you're going to get through. Now, we are going to talk about how you can move through it, right? And you don't have to be stuck. You're never actually stuck. Listen to the impermanence episode. You're never actually stuck. Stuff is always happening for you. It's always happening for you. Even when it feels like it's pushing against you. If it's pushing against you, it could be trying to get you to realize something you're not paying attention to. It may be pushing against you because you keep running towards this false finish line. And it's like, no, you're going the wrong. It's like the race marshals when you're in a, and I used to run marathons. When you're in a marathon, it's this way. You gotta listen to the race marshals or you end up running too far. You have to turn around and come back, right? So when life is pushing against you, maybe it's just trying to help you shift your direction. And if you were journeying in a more intentional way than you currently are, it could be that you end up going in a direction you never expected. You enjoyed the trip and you created all that much more magic, right? Been there a million times, Christine. I know. Sometimes we're slow learners. Sometimes there's just layers to the learning, right? You can learn it and then you implement it and then you have to go up a grade, you have to go up a level. Okay, you've learned this level. It's time to go to the next level, my friend. Here's the lesson again in a new format, right? Yes, wear your seatbelts. Where's the, I remember when I was a kid, my mom had a Volkswagen Beetle, four of us. We never wore seat belts. It was your mom's arm. Shoot note to keep you from flying through the windshield. Luckily, we didn't drive that fast. So we're going to talk about how to move through our middle space, how to enjoy our middle space, how to honor our middle space, and still have end goals. I still have goals. I still have things I'm headed for, right? I still have them. But I want to enjoy the journey because the older you get, the faster time seems to pick up speed. And we're always like putting on the brakes. No, slow down, slow down. One of the best ways to slow down is to pay attention. We're going to go on to our next break, my friend. If you need to get a drink of water, don't take too long. I am Heather. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. Come back in just a moment and we will keep going. See you in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
I always laugh at the take us to bed with you. What? Get the app and come to the chat room because, heck, live studio audience. No laugh tracks, my friends. It's all live. So, welcome back. We're talking about the middle bits, how life happens in the middle. Life starts at the beginning, life ends at the end, and all the in-between parts is the awesomeness that life is. And if we don't take that intentional time, then we might miss something. We might miss an opportunity. You might miss a chance to do something amazing that you didn't even know wasn't even on your radar because you were focused on something else. Imagine if I had stayed focused. So my ex-husband, when I was an accountant, he was so focused. He wanted to be a VP by 35. And that was his goal, and that was his like blinders to other possibilities. And I always thought he should have been a chef, but he had this in his mind. This is how he was going to achieve his success. And I don't know if he did or not, actually, but I just thought that I didn't feel like pardon me, that alignment was happening. You know, when you feel like you are in alignment with your destination, then you can actually enjoy the process of getting there for the most part. I mean, there's always dishes to do and laundry and all those things, but that moving towards something, we can have fun along the way. right? We can have fun along the way and enjoy it. So one of the things to think about, if you feel like you are stuck or you're just rushing all of the time and you want to change that, think about, instead of hustling, you know that I'm anti-hustle, an anti-hustle culture, right? What are you rushing for? Think about aligning instead. Think about whether something feels like a good journey instead of hustling to get to something. Because sometimes when we're rushing, we're actually avoiding something, right? We want to skip over the middle part and get to the end. I want to skip over the growing of the mango tree and just enjoy the mangoes. But you know, it's pretty cool to watch a mango tree grow. It's going to take a long time though. So we could think of shorter things to do. So for embracing the middle, so think about creating some space where you could just listen to yourself. You know, I'm a huge fan of the meditations. Yes, it doesn't have to be a seated meditation. There are all different forms. There's walking meditations. There's when I used to run, I said running was my breath meditation, you know, because I didn't wear music. I would just go out and put in my miles. I don't run anymore. So think about creating space where you can listen to yourself. You're not just trying to fix something. There's a difference between listening to yourself and just trying to fix some, tr trying to have a solution. So I'm thinking about, you know, as a coach, if I just came in and told you everything to do, that wouldn't help you. My goal as a coach is to listen to you talk about you. And in that, you're also hearing yourself, right? In that, I'm creating that space of deep listening to help you hear yourself. So you can, I mean, for me, coaching is creating this space for you to listen to yourself. Yes, I ask questions. No, I don't just sit there. And I offer insights, but there's nothing to solve. There's like a clarity. The clarity lives there, right? The clarity lives there. Sometimes it just takes a little while to shift around seeing it and hearing it to find what it, the nugget is for you. And a side note on that, by the way, absolutely. Email me info@heatherstewart.coach because right now I'm doing the alignment activations for free. I was talking to someone yesterday who said, I can't believe you're doing this for free. I said, I know, but right now my guidance is to do it for free. It's an hour with me where I'm creating this space. I'm asking some questions, some specific questions to help you get some clarity so we can get you into alignment. It's not on my website yet because my new website's still in process, friends. But you can email me info@heatherstewart.coach and I'll send you the link. But yes, think about creating that space of listening, however it's going to work for you, so where you can hear what's happening for you, not to fix anything, just to get some insights and inspiration. Think about instead of tracking your progress towards something, track alignment. Track how did that feel? Did that feel like it was lined up? So if I, and I'm thinking like on a practical level, because I do have a practical side to me, I'm not all in the land of the woo. If I'm thinking, you know, I yesterday decided I have three Google Drives, I have three email addresses with Google Drives. And I said yesterday, I'm going to clean up my Google Drives. Yes, it was. I could have argued that it was important. Was it aligned with any of my milestones? Not really. So, but I made progress. I felt like I made progress, but really it was procrastination, right? It was procrastination disguised as progress because it wasn't, I could do that anytime. really, in if I'm giving a business coaching advice, schedule times in your calendar for those kinds of tasks and only do them there. Don't use your productive time for that, right? That's business coach Heather. But if I'm tracking alignment, that wasn't aligned. I could argue that it was progress, but it wasn't progress towards a milestone. Think about if you really like the celebrations, celebrate little micro wins. Little micro wins, like doing an entire podcast. For me, that's a win. Yahoo! Micro win. Let's celebrate. Little internal shifts, realizations of something different. If you're listening and you had a realization, yeah, let's have a micro celebration. And that's going to help you go to an alignment. And that's going to help you shift your energy into enjoying life. Because really, this is about enjoying life. This isn't about achieving a goal. I know I'm using goals as an example. This isn't about achieving any goals. This isn't about getting to the end zone. I don't know why football just popped into my head. This isn't about doing the happy dance in the end zone with the chicken dance or whatever they do. This is about enjoying life, because that's what the middle parts are. The middle parts are just life. And you don't want to skip over that. You don't want to skip over your life. You don't want to skip over your life and get to the end. You want to engage and be intentional and pay attention, because the currency that we can't save is time, right? Time is the only currency we can't save. Time is really the currency of life. We work hard towards having the paper currency. We work hard towards having, you know, credibility currency. We work hard towards having achievement currency. But the real currency is your time. And spending that time and paying attention to it, that's how you spend your days effectively. I mean, I call my process the Thriving Life Method, because I want you to feel like your life is all the middle bit, and even with the messy bits and the parts that you maybe not choose to have, there's still good stuff in there. I've told the story of my stroke. There's still good stuff in there. I told the story of my broken wrist. There's still stuff in there. You know, I didn't try to skip over those parts. I actually tried to be more intentional in those parts and more aware in those parts, because I felt like those parts had something in them. And if I tried to rush to healing, like, I just want to get to the healing, I just want to skip over the healing part and get to back to normal, that wouldn't have given me any of the learnings and insights that were available to me. So you don't always have to be going slow, my friend, but finding those places to slow down would be so powerful and so make your life so rich. Instead of passive procrastination, have an intentional pause, sitting with yourself to listen. And when you're in that alignment space, you're actually creating momentum. Even if you can't see below the surface, you're actually creating some momentum for your life without forcing anything, right? You don't have to force. You actually can't force alignment. Sorry, does it work that way? I'm going to force you into alignment. No, no hammers. We don't use hammers and crowbars on life, because it'll just come back and kick us, right? I've tried it. Put the hammer down. Definitely put the hammer down, Christine. I've tried to force my life into alignment and it didn't work. It ended up breaking, right? So now when something seems to break, because I feel like I'm trying to live in alignment, when something seems to break, I think, ooh, what's the message? What's going on there? You know, and you're not broken, by the way. You are far, far, far from broken. You are not broken 100%. You just maybe need to be heard or need to be more intentional or need a different direction. That doesn't mean you're broken. It just means you're on the wrong highway. Right? Right. So we are going for one more break, my friend. Don't go away. We're coming into the home stretch. We're going to celebrate our micro ending. As I say, enjoy the journey. We're going to enjoy the journey for a few more minutes. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network, and we will be back in just a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Alrighty, your path to a thriving life. Thriving is enjoying even the parts that most people would think they wanted to skip over. Doesn't mean you have to think it's fun all the time. This isn't Pleasantville, right? We're not pulling Pleasantville. We are fully engrossing ourselves in the experience of life because that's why we came here. You didn't come here to achieve a bunch of milestones. You didn't come here to achieve a bunch of goals. You came here to experience life. And you got to be in it to experience it. Right? And the middle isn't the problem. And you're never stuck. The middle isn't a problem. The middle is where we live. Every moment, just remind yourself, I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle. And be really excited about that. Right? Even in the beginning of something, you're kind of in the middle. As soon as you say yes to something, then you're in it, right? You're in it. And the person you're becoming in the middle part is being built in the middle parts. So I used to, I've done trainings with a gentleman who his whole training is be, do, have. Instead of what we usually do is have, do, be. So we live our lives like, I need to have something. I have to do, no, wait. I need to do something so I can have something, so I can be that person. That's our training. But he's shifted it. He said, you need to be that person so you will do that thing, so you will have what you want. So be the person you are in the middle parts. Be who you are. Be who you imagine you are. I imagine I'm a super famous speaker on world stages. That's if I believe that and I start being that, then it will be true for me, right? And then I'll go through all the middle parts of learning how to do it better. So, but in this middle part of your life, which is where you always are, you are being built constantly. You're constantly learning. You can't not learn. You can't not learn. Even if you are a hermit in a cave, your brain is always with you and it's always learning and it's always doing something. It's going to be learning different things than the person who's, you know, I read a book called Once the Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. You know, these monks, I think that was the monk who is, his guru told him he couldn't stay in the monastery. He had to go out into the world and be in the world with regular people instead of just hiding himself away. So he needed to be in it, in the middle bits, and living it and having the challenges in your life. It's so interesting. This just popped into my head. I was thinking about that monk. You can live your life within certain parameters that you create for yourself, right? And they become more solidified and more real when you are challenged by life and being in the experience, the full experience of life. I was just looking at my window. I have a huge tree that's outside my window. And trees become strong because they are buffeted by the wind. I read something once that trees that grow in outer space wouldn't stand up on Earth because there's no gravity to challenge them. So allow yourself to be buffeted by the winds of life. If the wind is blowing you around, you could choose to fight against it. Imagine trying to walk into the wind. Or maybe you could use the wind to help you. You know, maybe you could shift your intention and get into alignment with where the winds are blowing you. And know that there's no stuck, there's no broken, there's just the process that you're becoming. There's just the process of you becoming more of you. And you can become more of you by letting the world push you around and achieving their to-do list, or you can become more of you by letting you choose your direction and your intention and what part of the world you want to, what part of life you want to spend your efforts on, right? So this is just, you're not lost. You're in the becoming part. You're in your chrysalis. You're still a butterfly, by the way. You're just a becoming butterfly. In some aspects, you're probably already a butterfly, but some aspects are still the becoming the butterfly. So all of life is becoming something more and choosing what to become. Now, I want you to contemplate that over the next week. I would love if you could share this with someone who complains about being in the middle bits, complains that life is too messy. Life is messy. That's what the fun is. Gosh. As long as I don't have to clean it up, I'm good. And some people, when they get into their messy middle, they might not be open to the idea. But if they're open to it, share with them that it's not all that messy. It's just a fun place to be. And if you are ready to create that space to have a deep listening to yourself of where you are and maybe why you feel like you're not making progress or you're stuck or something's not working right, book your alignment activation with me. It's free right now, really. I know it doesn't, it's a whole hour of like super clarity and focus. And I share what I see with you, and patterns come up. The first one that I ran, a pattern appeared within the questions that neither of us were expecting. So it is a powerful thing to have this reflection back to you of what's happening and what could be causing this feeling for you. There's no overwhelm, there's no stuckness. There's just some need for clarity and direction. So send me an email, info@heatherstewart.coach. I am Heather. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. This is Illuminate Your Worth. If you didn't have time yet, now is the perfect time to go to your favorite platform and give us a review.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.